Right, we've sorted out what we're doing. Are you still recording what I'm saying? Yeah, which is a bit offensive.
I don't mean to cause any offence.
I don't mean to cause any offence at all, Colin.
Yeah. It's just that we routinely...
Well, it's not just that anything. I don't want you to record my voice. Thank you very much.
We're actually legally, lawfully entitled to you. You're in public office at the moment.
Ah, right, okay. Well, I'll just sort out what we're going to do then, and it'll just happen. Okay, thank you.
Colin...
So you were being reasonable, Colin, weren't you? Can I make a suggestion?
We've checked it all out. It is down 16 by
Bring the... The record my voice, babe. I'll relay. The C's in the car because...
No, I'm not going to speak while you're recording the voice. Sorry, not doing it. Anyway, we'll sort it out.
When your friend comes,
he can tow your caravan away. This gentleman's not happy for it to stay on the verge because it's their property.
Safety grounds.
And it's not safe and it's causing damage. So as I said to you inside, it's your home, so we're not going to take it away or anything. Your friend is quite entitled to move it to wherever you want to move it.
Okay? On what grounds are you seizing the car? On what legal grounds?
It's how much was it due on tax? And it's down
on
DVLA.
The tax is a DVLA matter, not a police matter. We know for a fact that the police cannot seize a vehicle.
Yes. We're acting on behalf of the DVLA. We have powers to do so. Okay, that's it.
The police can have three reasons for taking a vehicle from the road.
No, we've just
one,
said
you're not, you haven't got a license. Two,
but they're working,
you haven't got
they're
insurance.
Working for agents for pirates.
Yeah.
My love.
Up to three.
And three, it's being used in a manner to cause harassment, alarm, and distress.
Correct.
Any
Almost
other
correct.
Matter, that you've got Almost a DVA.
Almost correct. But we'd also have the power to seize the vehicle on behalf of the DVLA if it is not taxed. Okay, that vehicle,
okay.
Let me say, that vehicle's neither taxed nor sorned.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, it's not.
So on behalf of the DVLA, we are seizing it. If you want the vehicle back, the recovery agent will explain to you exactly how to go about that.
Can I give you a word of advice?
Yeah.
Can I suggest that you contact PC Dave Walton of Frodsham Police? Ask him about Prajna and Cali now, I was cast then.
And
Camp Auto Lift.
Ask him what happened last time.
If you want to stand to save your time, as things stand, as things stand, all we need is a new clutch for the car, a full service. And we're off.
We're
out of
here.
Well, you are if you take our car.
Well, you can't use your car because it's not taxed, is it?
We will not engage with the criminal system.
We can't.
Officer.
We're spiritual people.
We
can't
engage
with engage
the criminal system.
As soon as
and
we engage,
the laws of the law.
That makes us criminal.
That's
not so.
Unfortunately, the
law
if
is
you choose not to comply with the law,
it's not for me.
That's your decision. The law is the law. I comply with it.
For me to deal with.
Everyone else complies with it.
But you don't comply.
You choose not to comply with it. That's your fault.
You don't comply with it, and it doesn't make sense.
Well, we're not arguing about it. That's what's going to happen. Okay.
Sorry, I'm missing this part. What was that, babe?
He's just saying that they're going to take it.
They're agents.
And not interested in hearing why we don't engage with this criminal and corrupt system.
Why you don't have tax on it is neither here nor there.
It is, absolutely. It is.
Absolutely is.
Absolutely
it is a matter of principle.
Yeah.
And principles are vastly, vastly
and
important.
This is what's missing.
There are places to debate that, obviously, but
this is
you're sworn to protect property.
Your colleagues killed a man the other day and apparently did it lawfully. How can you kill someone unarmed?
Do you get your powers from PACE?
You people are not working under your powers under PACE
at the moment.
We're seizing that on behalf of the DVLA, okay, because it's neither taxed nor sold.
So where do you gain the authority to do that?
We've been given the powers by DVLA to seize that vehicle.
DVLA are not a police force.
Correct.
You're a police force. You gain your powers. You're here to police criminal...
This isn't the debate we're going to have. We're not here to debate
that
with you.
Can you
if
please
you
tell
that,
me
that's fair
where
enough, and there are places
specific,
to do it.
specifically Where do you get your powers to seize our vehicle on behalf of the DVLA? How does that work? In fact, you don't know.
The fact is, we have the power of the House of DVLA.
You don't know how, but you have it.
You have
the power? He said he does not know. You do not know how you gain this power.
If you have beliefs, you can debate them, but not with us.
No, I'm asking for facts. How do you gain this power? You don't know. Your colleague has admitted that he doesn't know. I can only assume you don't know either.
I'm not prepared to discuss it. It's not the place, not the time.
Okay,
and
well,
not the people to discuss it.
I have suggested.
I fully respect
your
views.
I'll speak to you.
I fully respect your views.
I suggested that you speak to PC
right.
Dave.
And you can debate them
how
in
we,
the appropriate
how
place.
How we
not here and not with me. Thank you.
Colin, how are we going to change the system so it doesn't just use violence against people? Violence and coercion. Yeah?
It's an interesting debate. But not for me and not for now.
Not long. He's coming from
Ellsbury Court.
Well, that was about 15 minutes ago, was it?
Ellsbury Court's about 45 minutes, so about half an hour. Perhaps you can give him a ring.
He said about 15-20 minutes just before we spoke to you before.
Thank you. Is he coming in a helicopter?
I don't know.
Do you want to give him a ring, find out how long it's going to be?
Well, he's on his way.
Right.
Why? I mean, you're not actually being in any way reasonable with us at the moment. Not in any way, shape or form. Yet you're asking us to use our credit and our minutes to call our friend who we know is on his way to help us out, not you. Got that?
He's assured us that he's on his way.
I've tried to help you. Yeah. I have tried to help you. I have suggested you get in contact with one person, one of your colleagues. You're saying, no, we're not going to do that. You have been warned. You need to speak to that man.
This is the thing. In the end, it all just comes down to force and coercion. If things were good things to do, people would do them willingly, would they not? Yeah, I am. I'm a reasonable guy. Yeah, and I willingly do anything that's worth doing. But the problem is, in the end, you guys tell us what we can do and what we can't do and this kind of thing, and you make up even the law as you go along, and none of your laws agree with each other anyway. It's crazy. How can a reasonable man exist in this society when there are so many unreasonable things going on? Your pension's just been taken away by all these same bankers, and then you've bailed them out for gambling it all away. You people are just crazy. Why do you support a system like that? We don't and we can't, yeah? And we can't get engaged in it. And every possible way that we can stay outside your system, we'll stay outside your system. Because it's absolutely morally offensive to us. It's unconscionable, yeah? And this is why we don't engage. We do responsible things, like make sure that our car is roadworthy. We need it to be so. It's the only responsible thing. It's the only thing that's safe for us and safe for every other road user. Yeah? We're not unreasonable people. We just like to be met with reason instead of threats and coercion and violence.
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's
and
simple.
Theft.
That's simple.
And theft.
You intend to steal our only means of transport? Steal. Whose property is it?
What's the difference
Officer,
between seizing
whose property
and stealing?
Is that?
Yeah?
Is it your property?
Do you have any rights to that property?
Is it the DVLA's property?
Let's not go there.
It's not even registered to the DVLA. It is
our
property.
We're not even part of their system.
I fully understand your political view, and politics is very interesting. We can't help you with it. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's not
you
our
need
role.
To start
what
getting
you can
interested
do is show
in
some
what's
tolerance.
Real, Officer.
I understand your views, yeah?
Yeah.
But that's not for us.
But you can show some tolerance to it, and as public servants, you can
be
helpful rather than oppressive. Yeah. Otherwise, what's the point of calling you public servants? And it's drummed into you that policing is by consent. How are you going to get consent from people when you're just using coercion and violence and threats?
We're
and
not
so
in
a
position to debate it.
Well, I've given you suggestions. A very sensible suggestion. You speak to Dave Walton.
Well, we're aware.
It is a sensible selection. It will help you.
Without speaking to a PC in a different.
Well, it will help you to know who we are, to know our background, to know our history, and to know what potentially may happen here if you take our vehicle. If you don't take our vehicle,
we're not making threats.
As soon as it's fixed, we're on our way. As soon as it is roadworthy, we're off. We're talking.
We're out of your hair. We're not a problem to you then.
If you take that.
And we're only here as a problem because already a bureaucrat has created this problem and handed this problem over to you. Yeah? For no reason. Yeah? But anyway, we'll go and...
Did you hear about Camp Ortoli?
I've read your blog.
You have? Good.
Right, okay. Yeah. Okay, so you know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But, you know, it's just sickening and we're worn out for it. By it all, there's nowhere we can have a little bit of peace. We only wanted to stop for a little bit until we could get the car sorted, and then we're off up north.
So we can be gone in days from now.
Yeah.
You know, a very short period of time. It's the most sensible thing for all concerned, don't you think? It's better for the council. It's better for us.
How many public servants are here at the moment? You know, all of this stuff tied up. Through just craziness. Yeah?
Well, as I've said, you've got your view. It's not something for us to deal with. I'm sorry.
But this is the problem, Colin. Is that it's not anybody's job to respond to it. This is the problem. Everybody offloads it. Everybody just says, "Oh no, you know." I don't need to, and this is
and
why the system is the way it is.
Responsibility
and
this for is their own choices.
And this is
what
why
my
we
boss
can't take
told
part
me,
in
you
it.
Know.
Yeah?
A bit of paper told me to do this. My boss told me to do that. I don't take responsibility for what I do. This is the game, you know. This is what you're basically saying
yeah,
to
we
us.
We do take responsibility.
We take responsibility for,
what we
for
do.
Our actions, yeah? for our choices.
Oh. It's an interesting but, debate, which in private well, it would be interesting to chat yeah. with you about. But in my capacity here, I'm not.
Okay. But I am asking for a little bit of reasonableness and sensibleness, common sense, because we will be gone in a few days, a very short space of time. So we'll leave that with you just now while we wait
and
for
we'll,
Mark.
We'll go and sit in the van.
Sit in the warm, eh?
Say again?
Sit in the warm, there's no point in staring.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
They don't know where they get their powers. To enforce DVLA policy.